Welcome to the Life Self-Mastery Podcast, where we bring in entrepreneurs who have created online businesses and improved their lifestyles. Here's your host, Rohit Malhotra.
Hi everyone, I'm Rohit from LifeSelfMastery.com, and today I'm excited to have Monica Louie, who's a Facebook ad strategist who helps entrepreneurs grow their impact and profits by harnessing the power of Facebook ads. She's also the creator of Flourish with Facebook Ads, a step-by-step Facebook ad system to help bloggers, coaches, and online experts create campaigns that convert. Welcome to the show, Monica.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so please do share your journey on why you started blogging and how did the interest in Facebook ads come about?
Sure. So, back in my corporate career life, I just had this desire. I just came out of nowhere to be my own boss. I found this book, Escape from Cubicle Nation, at the bookstore, and the title just spoke to me when I was deep in the trenches of, you know, busy corporate life and working like, you know, 50 plus hours, and the work just never ended, and it was just a lot. And so the whole idea of becoming my own boss just started to really appeal to me, where I could feel like I could have a say and be more creative and, you know, really get to figure out things. And, you know, with my own business, I just had no idea what my own business could be. And so it took me a few years before I really started down the path of figuring that out. And so when my husband and I started having kids, when we had our son, I really wanted to have more time with him. And of course, you know, my corporate career, I knew that even though my priorities were changing with becoming a mom, that, you know, the demands of my job were not going to go away anytime soon. And so we worked really hard to be able to transition me to be able to stay at home. And so I ended up working part time for a year. And then the whole goal with that was that I would try to find a solution that where I could bring in an income from home during that time. And so after that year was up, my husband ended up getting a promotion, and the numbers just kind of aligned that allowed me to quit my job. And I was pregnant with our daughter by that point, so it seemed like perfect timing. And so I ended up staying at home. And we'd saved up money to plan for that. But then just not even 2 months into me being a full-time stay-at-home mom, we saw that our savings started to dip a bit. And it really made us nervous because we had voluntarily gone from two incomes to one. And this was just a few years after, you know, the Great Recession. And so we just felt very vulnerable. And so we ended up deciding that we're going to be better with our money. I had a background in finance. So I was like, okay, I'm going to dive into the personal finance world and figure this out. How do people live on one income? And so with that, I just kind of learned that not only were people staying afloat on one income, but they were also paying off massive amounts of debt in short amounts of time. And that was something that was always of interest to us, paying off our debt early, but it just always seemed like, you know, a someday kind of goal. So once we started hearing these stories of people that were just like us, single income, small kids, paying off massive amounts of debt, we thought, well, if they can do it, then so can we. And so we just kind of threw everything into that and started paying off debt left and right. And in 2 years, we paid off $120,000 of debt on a single middle-class income. And so that really was the first inspiration of, I'd started to learn about blogging a little bit, and just the message was continuing to come at me that if you want to, you know, build a following, build an audience, blogging is a great way to go. And then once people started asking us how we were paying off this debt so quickly, then I realized, well, that's it. That's what I can start a blog about, getting out of debt, our journey, help other people get on that path to debt freedom as well. And so I launched my blog in January of 2015. And through that, I started just learning all I could about online marketing. And then with that, started learning that Facebook ads was something that, you know, if you want to get your message out to more people, then Facebook ads is a great way to do that. And so by the end of 2015, I had learned Facebook ads and had a very successful campaign to get people onto my webinar, because I had a very small audience at that time, small email list, small Facebook page, but my Facebook ads converted really great at $1.26 per webinar registration. So back then, a good cost per conversion for a webinar registration was anywhere from $1 to $3. And so at $1.26, I was really pleased. And then I did it again with my next campaign a couple months later and brought that cost per conversion down to $1.01, dollar and a penny on average for the entire campaign. And so with that, my blogging friends that I was making online started asking me how I was getting, you know, having such great success with Facebook ads. And so through 2016, I started doing some consulting and work with my friends and helping them with their Facebook ads. And I realized that I really liked that side of things. I really liked helping other people build their businesses. And so by the end of 2016, I ended up selling my blog and then transitioned to a full-time Facebook ads coach. And it's been quite the journey ever since. The business has completely grown organically by word of mouth. And so I started with coaching, and then last year, in the middle of 2017, I realized that my time was very limited and I needed to leverage my time more. And so that's where the idea of the course came about. So I ended up creating the course and launching that. And that has gotten really great results with people. We had success stories right from the get-go. And so we've got a really great community of people there with the course. And now this year I'm growing my team and we are adding ads management to the business as well. We've done it on a small scale since the end or fall-ish of 2017, but now we feel like we've got our systems in place and we're really ready to grow that side of the business. So it's been a fun journey, but that brings me here to today.
Oh, that's a great story, right? But you know, how can somebody start with Facebook ads if they've never tried before? You know, is it too technical for people, or you know, how would you guide people if they want to start with Facebook ads?
Yeah, so I am not very techy. Like, I can only do a few things in WordPress. Otherwise, I get a little bit overwhelmed by it. So I'm not very techy. So, but I was able to learn, you know, what buttons to click and, you know, what the options are and what they mean with putting together, you know, a Facebook ad campaign. And really, it's more about the strategy. And so that's what I like to encourage people to figure out before they dive into the ads manager or before they hit that boost post button, is really figure out what are the goals in your business and then how can Facebook ads play a part in helping you achieve those goals. And so looking at your overall strategy, is it to grow your email list? Is it to drive more traffic to your blog? Is it to get more people into your sales funnel? So what are your goals? And then Facebook ads, you can put together a plan with Facebook ads so that you are sharing your message and finding the right people on Facebook and also Instagram and presenting your message to the right people who are going to be likely interested in that topic. And then also you can present your offer to them via ads as well.
Got it. And you know, how would you go about finding an ideal audience? You know, should everybody go about adding a Facebook pixel on the website to collect that data?
Yes, absolutely. That is always the first step. That's the first step that I always suggest, is to make sure you have the pixel on your website. So even if you think, you know, I might be interested in Facebook ads someday, but not right at this moment, getting the pixel on your website is going to set you up so that you have more options when you are ready to dive into the ads manager and create those audiences. So the pixel is so important because it is just simply a piece of code. And again, I'm not techie, but I know how to install a Facebook pixel. And so it's just a piece of code that Facebook gives you, and you insert it into the back end of your website, in the header portion of your website. And that just allows your website to communicate with Facebook so that Facebook can see who is coming to your website. And then from there, once you are ready, you can create audiences of people who visited your website overall, or maybe specific pages on your website, specific blog posts. And so you can create those audiences, and then you can also create lookalike audiences off those custom audiences, is what they're called, from your website visitors. And that allows Facebook to go into, you know, its massive directory of 2 billion people and find more people who are like your website visitors, who are likely also interested in what you talk about on your blog and on your website. And so that really kind of opens things up that, you know, a lot of people like to talk about retargeting with Facebook ads, but really most of my clients like to grow their audiences as well, and using the lookalike audiences is a great way to do that. And then the last piece that the Facebook pixel can help you with is that once you have your campaign going, then Facebook, using the Facebook pixel, it can see who are the people that they are showing the ad to that are clicking through, that are opting in, that are taking that action that you want people to take from your ad, and then it can optimize it further. So it's making sure to show it to the people who are more likely to actually click or click and opt in, whatever the goal of the campaign is. So it really gets smarter and smarter the more data that it collects over the lifetime of your campaign.
Okay. So, you know, you've been able to drive webinar conversions for as low as $1 and, you know, email subscribers for 60 cents. But I would love to learn more about it. And, you know, there are many ways in which you can choose the format of that, like video, image, carousel, slideshow, canvas. So what do you think is the best format for ads in your view? Or does it just depend on the product or a business or an audience?
Yeah, so there are a lot of different options, as you mentioned, and it's always worth testing the different options. And so depending on the goal of the campaign, so if it's a conversion campaign to grow the email list, like you mentioned, then, you know, you might start with maybe a static image or a few static images to test, but then also you might test a short video and see if that converts better than the static image. Also the carousel, I've had a number of successful carousel ads because the carousel allows you to add multiple images and or video in the ad itself. And so then each image, for example, can represent, you know, a benefit of your free opt-in, whatever it is, to get people to subscribe to your email list. So there are multiple, you know, different options, but I always like to test because it's hard to say, you know, what is going to convert the best. I know that Facebook does give preference to video a lot, so video ads are really hot. But I mean, in my experience, I've had a really well done video that a client provided, and we ran an ad to that, but then the carousel ad ended up performing even better. So that's why we always like to test, because, you know, what we think might work the best doesn't always, you know, pan out that way in real life. So that's why I like to test a variety of different images, you know, and different ad styles as well.
Got it. And, you know, what is the best strategy for testing Facebook ads without, you know, spending a lot of money? Should somebody go about scaling it up, 20% every day? Or, you know, what is the right strategy to go about?
Yes. So a lot of my clients, especially when I first started coaching, you know, they had smaller daily budgets. And so we really wanted to leverage that the best way that we could. And so I'm talking like $20 a day, $30 a day. And so the way that we would use that most effectively is we would just allocate $5 per different audience that we would test. So we like to test a number of different audiences to start, and then we'll just show, you know, each of those audiences the same ad. So the same version of the ad, same image, same headline, same ad copy, etc. And so then we first create the campaign so that we're testing these different audiences. And then we come back after 2 or 3 days. I usually like to wait at least 3 days before I make any changes. And then we can clearly see, you know, which are the front running audiences, which ones are the best performers, and then which ones are kind of lagging behind, costing a little bit more money per click or per, you know, conversion. And so then we will end up, you know, using that same daily budget, we'll end up turning off the more expensive ad sets with the more expensive audiences. And then that's where we'll start to test different images. So usually like the image or the video that can really have the, you know, biggest impact on the cost per result. So that's why I like to start with testing the images first. And then once we feel like we've landed on a great image that's converting well, then we might test different headlines and different ad copy from there. But once you've landed on an ad that is doing great and you're loving these costs and now you're just ready, you know, to put more money toward it so that you can get even more results, that's when we slowly increase the budget. And a lot of my clients, they get a little excited and they want to just, you know, put the pedal to the metal and increase the budget really fast. But I always suggest that we increase the budget slowly, because if you're starting with a $5 a day budget, for example, and you go to $7.50, so just a $2.50 increase, that doesn't seem like a lot, but to the algorithm, that's a 50% increase. And so in order to keep your cost per result the same, then it needs to find, you know, 50% more people to show the ads to who are going to interact with it in the same way. And so I usually just increase by $2.50 per day until the daily budget for that ad set is $20. Then I start to increase it a little bit more, so by $5 per day. And then on the higher daily budgets, you know, 50 plus or so, then we might test increasing it even faster, maybe $10 a day. So, but that's something that we always just like to keep close eye on when we're scaling up. And so increasing the budget is one way to scale up, of course, but then you can also increase the number of ad sets that you're using. So increase the number of audiences that you're using, and then also increase the number of, you know, different versions of the ad as well. So if you're finding, you know, there may not just be one winning ad and one winning ad audience combination, there, you know, in a great case scenario, there you're going to have several. And so then that's how you can scale up even quicker, by having multiple audiences, multiple different ads going.
Okay. And, you know, what are some of the big mistakes, you know, marketers make on Facebook ads?
Well, so the biggest mistakes that I see is, first of all, the lack of commitment. So when people get started with Facebook ads, sometimes people kind of just throw up their hands too soon. And my most successful clients are the ones that are like, okay, I know that this is going to be an investment. I know that there's going to be some learning. There's going to be, you know, some testing involved, and I'm ready to commit to that. I really want to figure this out. And so here's my budget, you know, let's see what we can do. Whereas the ones that are like, you know, I'm a little bit scared of this, I don't want to waste my money, and I'm just going to try this. And then, you know, after a few hours, they're like, ah, it's too expensive, I'm wasting my money, and they turn it off. Or even just a couple of days, you know, they're feeling like they're just not getting the results that they're wanting. That's when I feel like they're missing out on this large opportunity, because, you know, it takes the algorithm time to learn who is interacting with the ad in the way that we want to. That's why I turn on the campaign and I let it go for 3 days before I make any changes, because the algorithm needs that time to learn. And then, of course, there are the testing opportunities where we can test different audiences, we can test different ad variations, test different styles of ad, like you mentioned with the videos and the carousel ads and all of that. And so there's a whole lot that we can do, but it does take time. You know, we don't always hit it out of the gate right from the start. So the people that have the most success are the ones that kind of understand that. that it's a learning process. And with each campaign, with each ad and audience we test, we are learning something. We're learning what works or we're learning what doesn't work. And that's getting us closer to the end goal. And so that's the first biggest mistake that I see. The second biggest mistake is really the lack of education. And so a lot of times, we got to be action takers in our business. We're encouraged, take action, take action, take action. But with Facebook ads, if you take action and you are not sure what you're doing and you're not sure how to structure an ad so that it actually entices people to click and then click and opt in, and you're not really sure what all the options mean, and Facebook says try this, but you don't really know if that's going to work, for your strategy that you're doing, that's where people can kind of start to see that they're spending money but not getting the results that they want. And so that's why taking the time to educate yourself on what are the different options, what are the strategies that you are trying to have success with, use Facebook ads to have success with, and then how do you structure your ad so it actually converts. So taking the time to do that. And then the third piece is the lack of strategy. So, people will see that Facebook says, oh, your post is getting 95% more engagement than all the other posts on your page. So don't you want to boost it? Don't you want to put $20 toward it? And that's really Facebook's low-hanging fruit, because when people are, they get excited about that, oh, this post is doing really well, but they don't stop and think, well, what is this really, important for me to get more eyes on? Is this really the right message for me to share? Is this really going to help me meet my goal of growing my email list or driving more traffic? And so I like to encourage people to, look at the big picture of what you really want to achieve in your business, and then step back into how can Facebook ads help you achieve those goals. And so you just get very clear on the strategy so that you can put that into place and create an effective ad campaign to help you meet that goal.
Got it. And have you run Instagram ads, and or are they very similar to running Facebook ads?
Yes. Yeah. We're having a lot of fun with Instagram ads, and especially Instagram story ads. And so the thing to look out for when running Instagram ads is that in the ad set screen where you have your placement options. So that means where the ad is going to appear, whether it's on, the Facebook news feeds, on the Facebook, desktop right column, the audience network, instant articles, et cetera. In there, you also have Instagram. And if you just leave the default selections, then Instagram will be included in that. And, but you have to go look once you're creating your ad and make sure that the ad makes sense on Instagram, because on Instagram, there's no headline. And so for our traffic campaigns, especially, our strategy is to have a really intriguing headline, a great image that captures attention, really intriguing headline. And then we just give a little piece of text above the image that kind of piques the user's curiosity so that they click. Because that's the goal, is just to get them to click. And so with that, when people aren't careful and they leave the Instagram box checked, then, all you see as the scroller on Instagram is just the image, no headline, and a little piece of text that you're not really sure what that means, because the headline, has that key piece of information that tells you what the blog post is about. So always be careful that you are, creating the ad specifically for Instagram. And with Instagram, you want to use a lot of emojis, and you're going to have a little bit longer text to explain what's going on because you don't have that headline. And so I encourage people to, create a separate ad set specifically for Instagram, where you can check that box. This is Instagram feeds only. And then you can customize your ad so that you're speaking to people on Instagram. So for example, I was scrolling Instagram earlier today, and I saw an ad that came through, and it was a messenger ad. And they said, click below to send us a message about something. Well, the message button on Instagram is actually on the image, which is above the text. And so the click below, was just out of place. So, that told me that they were using that ad in the ad set. They created that ad in the ad set where they were showing it on Facebook, and they also left Instagram selected. So just make sure that you're being aware of those things so that your ad, looks like it belongs on Instagram, or, for Facebook, that it looks like like it belongs on Facebook, and you really want it to kind of blend in yet also stand out. So it's kind of a fine balance where you don't want it to look overly like an ad. So you just don't want it to look completely out of place, because that'll be a red flag in people's minds that it's an advertisement, you're trying to sell me something, you know, and then people will just kind of avoid that. So make sure that you are thinking about, you know, whether you're on Facebook or Instagram, that you are aware of, you know, etiquette and culture and how posts are created in that platform.
Okay, and is there any different strategy for doing mobile ads, or because a lot of people are going mobile, so do you recommend the same strategy for them?
Yeah, so for our ads, we'll do desktop and mobile in most cases. The thing with mobile is that always check your landing page and see how it looks on mobile. So wherever you're driving traffic to, always look on your, I always just pull it up on my phone to scroll through, what does it look like? You know, is it easy to read? Is it, you know, easy to scroll through and kind of capture what's going on? Because people, especially on their phones, you know, they're probably standing in line at the grocery store. They've just got a quick second where they've decided to scroll through Facebook or Instagram really fast. And so you've got to capture their attention, but then also to keep them engaged on your landing page so that they follow through with that action you want them to take, you know, think about their experience and making it easy to read. Your text isn't too small. Your images aren't, you know, too small, or, you know, hard to read where they have to, you know, pinch and zoom in to see what's going on. So really make sure that your landing page is mobile friendly.
Got it. And Monica, you gave a lot of information, great information about Facebook ads, but let's quickly do the top three. What's your favorite business book?
Okay, so I love books. I have a lot of favorite books, but one of my favorites right now, it's not really a business book, but I think it definitely applies to entrepreneurs. And I'm just kind of obsessed with it right now. I listened to the audiobook twice and I bought the physical book. And so I'm definitely devouring this book. It's called You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. And I just think that she helps you kind of reframe your mindset about making money. And that's so important, because as business owners, you know, we are building a business in order to have a profit. And so I'm really in the space of growing my business and wanting to make sure that I'm not thinking too small and limiting myself. And so this book definitely helps you go through that and feel, you know, great about making more money so that you can do, you know, bigger and better things and help more people.
Got it. And, you know, if you could go back in time when you started your business, what is the one thing you would have focused on or done anything differently?
I think that I would stop being so shy. I feel like I've been so shy online. And even now in my business, I still feel like I'm a little bit shy. So that's why I'm trying to do, you know, more podcast interviews and get myself out there more. And so just, you know, stop being so shy and, you know, be more vulnerable, get yourself out there. And, you know, because that really helps you, you know, help more people. And so that's something I'm working on right now, but I definitely would have started earlier on working on that.
Got it. And what's your favorite online tool?
My favorite online tool is Asana. My team and I use Asana to keep everything in our business organized. We have a lot of different projects, a lot of different balls in the air with the different clients and different, you know, projects to move my business forward and training and all of this stuff. And so we keep everything organized in Asana, and that allows us to assign things out and just kind of keep track of the status of all the different areas of our business. So we love Asana. And it's totally free for us. We haven't needed to upgrade to the paid version. So bonus right there.
Right. And, you know, what is the best way people can reach out to you and know more about your course, Flourish with Facebook Ads?
Sure. So you can learn about the course at monicalouie.com/flourish. And I would love, if you're okay with it, to offer a $50 off promo code to your audience. And
yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, so they can use that LSM50 for Life Self Mastery, LSM50, and that'll save $50 off the course, but you can learn more about it at monicalouie.com/flourish.
Got it. We will put that in the show notes. Thank you very much for coming on to the show. Learned a lot about Facebook ads. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks for listening to the Life Self Mastery podcast, where we teach you how to start and grow your online business. For more information, visit Rohit's blog at www.lifeselfmastery.com.